I'm David Gibson. I'm continuing my conversation today with Dr. Stephen Schneck at the Life Cycle Institute at Catholic University of America in Washington. We've discussed moral imperatives in public policy at this time during the startup of the Obama administration. Now, Dr. Schneck, I wonder if you could talk about moral imperatives in public policy and what this has to do with people in parishes. For example, is there a way that people, religious educators, for example, can take up issues of public policy and their moral dimensions?
Well, of course, David, public policies touch every aspect of our lives. And for educators and educators in parishes, obviously you're aware that all of the parishioners whom you speak with, their children and so on and so forth, are in one way or another every day coming into contact with issues of public policy. And so, yeah, I think that fundamentally we have to demand of today's Catholic educators, and we have to demand that they instruct and educate children and parents and families and so forth about the moral implications of all public policies. So yes, I mean, we have to encourage a program of engaging in the public policies of the world around us, and encouraging our parishioners and our children and so on and so forth, you know, to engage as well and to recognize the moral dimensions that are at stake.
Is there a risk in this for the religious educator that he will or she will appear to be partisan, for example, come across as a political party member who is campaigning rather than a religious educator who is teaching? Is there a risk of this?
Absolutely, there's a risk of it. However, the key thing is that these aren't partisan issues. No issue is truly a partisan issue. Global warming is not a partisan issue. Abortion is not a partisan issue. I mean, the way that it's treated on Fox News or MSNBC turns everything into a partisan issue. But in fact, fundamentally, the issues themselves really do transcend political parties. If an issue affects all people, then it's not a partisan issue. And so I think that, in fact, what we need to do as educators is we need to find a way of presenting a public policy, the moral dimensions of public policy issues, to people that really, you know, avoids partisan labels. I think that's probably a sufficient answer there. I mean, but it is crucial. I mean, because I know as a teacher how easy it is. All right, today Dr. Schneck is talking about abortion, or, you know, today Dr. Schneck is talking about global warming, so he's a Republican or he's a Democrat or something like that. It really is a difficult thing. But it has become that, I think, because we haven't quite found the right language of presenting the universal moral dimensions of these public policy issues. If we can find that language, then I think we can get beyond the partisan labels that seem to divide us as Americans so sharply.
Can you give me an example of one or two issues where a religious educator in a parish, say someone working with high school students, might address a public policy issue and show how this issue is a moral issue, and how would the religious educator do this?
I think we could take something really basic, something really simple. Say, for example, let me take a national issue that everybody's quite familiar with. Let's take the healthcare. Obviously, you know, right now we're all familiar with the fact that in Washington and our various state governments and county governments around the country, there's a struggle with how to make healthcare work. You know, we recognize that nearly 45 million Americans don't have health insurance. There are concerns about the quality of the health system itself, and concerns about the equity of the health system itself. If we take this as a particular issue to a group of high school students, what we have to invite them to do, and I think actually high school students are just a perfect audience for this, because almost more than at any other time in your life, I think you'd agree with me, David, Those years from 14 to 20 or so are a year when moral compass is, I think, the most sharply attuned. Ask a high school student to identify hypocrisy, and they can do it like that. You know, ask a high school student about questions of justice, and they can identify quickly. I think, for whatever reason, that's just a marvelous age to raise all of these questions. So ask them, invite them to recognize all of the moral dimensions of our healthcare crisis, about who's left out and whether that's fair, about who's paying what they're paying and whether that's just, about what this means for related moral issues like the rate of abortions in the United States or the quality of life of our elderly or whatever else it might be. I mean, the moral dimensions go off in every possible direction, and I think a high school audience would be a perfect audience for bringing all of this out.
What about the role of the priest in a parish on these issues of public policy and their moral dimensions? Is there a way specifically that homilists can address these issues, again, without appearing to be partisan? Do homilists have any role in addressing public policy issues?
Absolutely. And, I think, sadly, because of fear of seeming partisan, too many homilists steer clear of public policy questions. And I think that's really a tragedy. I cannot think, really, of a more privileged group of individuals than homilists for raising these questions. And I honestly think that this is a responsibility of the office. A responsibility of being a homilist is to awaken parishioners to the moral dimensions of all the public policy issues that are out there. Does that mean that I want every homily to be some kind of quasi-political, discussion of global warming or healthcare? Or no, of course not. No, but what a good homilist is going to recognize pretty quickly is that the scriptures themselves are full of points of departure that can lead to discussions of the moral dimensions of public policy issues that face us. Last Sunday was Divine Mercy Sunday in the liturgy, and for example, the first reading, if you remember, was from the Acts of the Apostles. It was that famous discussion in which it's described how the earliest Christian church was a church in which there was no private property, in which everything was held in common, and that the goods were dispersed on the basis of need. If you think about that as a, from the perspective of public policy, here's a wonderful way to address questions of the morality of moral issues involved in our economic crisis. Here's a wonderful opportunity to think about questions of equity in regards to the availability of health care, or on and on. In other words, it seems to me that scriptures are just full of these opportunities to do so. And I think that we really do have an obligation to raise these questions. These aren't Democrat or Republican issues. These aren't conservative or liberal issues. In fact, the moral dimensions that we can recognize, really inspired by our Catholic faith, the moral dimensions that we can recognize in these issues truly transcend party labels and ideological labels. And I think that we have an obligation, to wake up American Catholics and to teach our children about the moral dimensions of all of these things.
It seems pretty clear to me at this point that health care will be a big public policy issue in America, at least for the next couple of years, if not much longer. How might a homilist or a religious educator draw out the moral dimensions of health care as a moral imperative? How could that be approached? What would be some points that might be made?
As a homilist, I would think that probably the best way to raise these issues would be to make them, in a sense, as personal as possible. One way to do this, of course, is to engage in autobiographical reflections. I mean, we all do that. I find as a college professor, some of my best lectures, for example, are those where I can weave an incident from my own life to highlight some aspect of a text or a document that I'm trying to convey to my students. So, of course, and we all dealt with the healthcare system in one way or another, and yes. I'm sure that we're all in our private lives just chock-a-block full of good examples that we could use to begin to illustrate some of the moral dimensions and moral questions related to the healthcare crisis. I also think, too, that we can identify quite easily within our parish communities, portions of our parish community, that in one way or another raise dimensions of this crisis. Just about every parish community in the country, for example, has these days large immigrant populations from Latin American countries. Those populations in particular are populations that lack sufficient health care coverage for one reason or another. Here's a perfect example to use someone within the family of the parish community itself to highlight these issues. Obviously, parishes have as well elderly parishioners and stories that can be drawn from the inadequacies of prescription drug benefits or the inadequacies of access to good healthcare facilities and so forth. So then, of course, about 7 million children in the United States are completely without healthcare coverage at all. That is, these are children that somehow slipped through SCHIP and slipped through Medicaid and still have no health care. So it seems to me that, here's something I believe that all Americans, regardless of party, would agree that no child in America should be without adequate health care protection. This, it seems to me, is since our parishes and schools are full of children, we have some personal examples there. These, I think, are probably the best ways to raise these kinds of issues, so that parishioners see the issue of, say, something like healthcare, not as a Republican thing, not as a Democrat thing, but as a moral thing, and to think about what's involved and what needs to be done in terms of the moral dimensions of this problem. It seems to me this is a very good example of the kind of thing that I've been talking about.
Well, Dr. Schneck, clearly you're a university educator. And you're working with young people all the time. Is it a mission of the Catholic University in any sense to communicate to students, or I don't want to use the word instill, but maybe that's okay, to bring alive for young students today, young students in a Catholic university, the moral dimensions of public policy issues? Is this a mission of the university? Does the university do this?
Well, that's a good question. It is a mission of the university. You'll notice that every Catholic university in the country in its mission statement will speak about the integration of either the Catholic faith or maybe even specifically some discussion about the moral dimensions of human life with their education mission. So it's certainly something that we talk about and we think about. How successfully it's done, I think, is another question. But that's a good place to focus, to look and see maybe what's distinctive about the way that we should be approaching this. Here at Catholic universities, when we teach business, it should be a way of teaching business that raises the moral dimensions of being businessmen. When we teach physics, or we teach biology, or we teach engineering, we should be incorporating in our discussions, in our lectures with our students, all of the moral implications of all of these different things. That, in other words, it's not just about knowledge, and it's not just about power, and it's not just about learning how to get things done. fundamentally, we at a Catholic university should also be awakening in our students a recognition that all of these things, all of the spheres of knowledge and art and literature and so on, so all of them involve, you know, a moral dimension, and our students need to see that, you know, to become the, you know, the, you know, the faithful citizens that we hope they'll be someday.
In our first conversation today, we talked a bit about whether you can boil this down at times to saying we need to be able to identify the difference between right and wrong. In this conversation, particularly with your example of how children suffer when they don't have health care, it seems to me what you've pointed out is that when public policy issues are not identified as moral issues, people suffer, and perhaps society itself suffers. But people are made to suffer when the moral issues of public policy issues are not identified. Is that correct?
I think the worst thing is when we don't recognize the moral dimensions, and yet they're there. And, you know, with all of the, to use the, you know, this example of the 7 million children without health care coverage in the United States, to the extent that public policies aren't aware, or to the extent that American citizens don't see this as a moral problem, but think of it only as politics or economics or something that my taxes go to. I mean, if you can't think about 7 million children without health care and not see a moral dimension to it, then I think that, well, I think that the real tragedy is when we don't recognize the morality of all of these things. We don't see the moral coloring that's at stake. It's not, that doesn't, somehow recognizing that there are these moral dimensions doesn't make it any easier necessarily. In fact, I think in many cases it probably makes it harder. It's a lot easier to think about problems if they're just problems of practical efficiency or problems of power or problems of politics. It's a lot harder when we have to wrestle with these moral dimensions. But as I said at the very beginning, we are really moral beings. And to the extent that we close off our capacity as human beings to engage in the world morally, then we're closing off a big chunk of what it means to be human.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Schneck.
My pleasure, David.